Last month, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio announced a new program called Changing the Business of Government that attempts to save the city money. But one of the most contentious parts of that program involves privatizing some low-paid city employees in addition to layoffs announced earlier in the year. About 100 city employees, most of them from security and janitorial services, would be laid off, and private companies would be contracted to provide the services. But there has been a backlash from unions, employees, and from the Tampa City Council, which held a public hearing on the issue this morning. Councilmember John Dingfelder raised concerns that minorities would bear the brunt of the job cuts and that the layoffs are counter to the city's stated mission of transforming East Tampa.
75% of these affected people live within the city limits, and about 30 to 35% live in East Tampa. Okay? If we're laying these specific people off who live in East Tampa, is it safe to assume it might be contrary to the goals of that mission statement?
Dingfelder said that if the 100 city employees were laid off, that because of their dependence, 235 people would be without health insurance. It's unlikely that the private companies that get the contract to replace the fired employees will offer adequate health benefits, so there will be an increased burden on the county's indigent health program. Dingfelder said that cutting government programs have just shifted the burden to another government's budget, but not helped the taxpayer.
There's a big shell game going on in this country, all right? The federal government eliminates programs and pushes them down to the city level. And I've heard Linda and Reverend Scott and down to the county level, and the county sometimes sends it over to the city. Okay.
That's true.
And now what are we doing? When it comes to health care, I would say that we're just taking that shell game and pushing it back up to the county. So we need to work together on these issues, and we need to come to areas where we can agree.
Councilmember Thomas Scott suggested that the City Council place in the request for proposal a requirement that contractors replacing the services of the laid-off city workers provide health insurance to their employees. Mary Mulhern suggested that each council member appoint two people to a Citizens Budget Review Committee that would find other ways to reduce city spending. Dingfelder said that rather than cutting employees, the contracts of all city workers should be renegotiated to take a pay cut.
I think you've heard comments today that this council does not really feel very strongly about eliminating the people at the bottom of the rung, eliminating the people who can feel it the least, who feel it the most, eliminating the people who get hurt the most, because they're already only making $20-something thousand a year. They're at below poverty level just working for this city, all right? If we have pain, okay, to feel within this city government because of these budget issues, then we all need to feel the pain together.
Councilmember Linda Salcena expressed concern about liability to the city if a private contractor is sued.
If we go to private security firms, for example, and a person, think Blackwater and on a national level, and the private security firm screws up and injures a citizen or something like that or has a problem, is when the citizen sues, do they sue the private security firm or do they sue the city? Because we could easily spend millions of dollars in liability from hiring people, from the private firm hiring people who are not adequately trained and appropriately responsive to our citizenry.
During the public comment portion of the meeting, several people spoke out against the privatization of city jobs. Gerald White is the former vice president of the IBW local union.
I stand in support of the workers here in the city of Tampa. I'm just asking as a citizen for fairness, that cuts be looked at across the board. I am opposed to privatization of public jobs. Sure, we want to run like a business, but we are not a business. We are a government.
DeAndre Woods works in the parking division for the city.
We've tried privatization before. It's not worked. It's not worked to this date. There are inherent many problems with privatization, but the bottom line remains that what you get with the city employee is accountability.
Alonzo Ramirez is one of six security officers employed by the city at the water treatment plant.
When we were hired 5 years ago because of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the city hired us because we had the skills and the expertise in all security areas. Our background speaks for itself. The members of my crew are people retired from the different police departments, Secret Service, and Air Forces. It's going to be very difficult for terrorists to get easy access while we're still working. There is no way that anybody can compare the type of security that we bring to the department with any private company.
Benjamin Buckley works for the City of Tampa and reminded the council that laid off employees would cost the community money in this time of budget shortfalls.
I'm a state certified building contractor, and I learned that sometimes the lowest bidder is not the best choice for a project, and even the highest bidder may not meet expectations. Right now, we have direct control of certain services. I don't believe we can do better than that, even with creative accounting. Suppose we hire a contractor and they can maintain the standard we expect. Perhaps the contractor does not provide health or retirement. If those employees cannot pay for those benefits, then the employees may become financial liabilities to the taxpayers. At that point, we have only deferred our savings to be paid out later.
If Amendment 1, the property tax cut measure on the January 29th ballot, is to pass, it will mean that cities and counties will have to cut millions of dollars more out of their already stretched budgets. For this reason, Tampa City Council member Linda Salcena stressed the need for Floridians to reject Amendment 1.
I just wanted to say to everybody that one of the big things that's pushing this is the fear of the tax cut legislation that's going to be in January. So if you're concerned about your jobs, if you're concerned about the finances of the city, you need to tell your friends and neighbors to vote no on the proposed January tax cuts, because that's going to require the city to cut millions more from our budget and have even additional cuts beyond the ones that have been proposed. January tax cuts will really hurt the city budget. You all need to go and speak to your friends and colleagues about it. And your eloquence was really moving. We were all really touched.